Harder, your tomato's going to turn into ketchup.
Where's Lonnie? We can't have him being late his first day at work.
He's getting dressed. George, I've been wondering, do you think he'll be able to handle it?
Sure he can. He's been getting dressed for years.
I mean studying for his master's degree and working at the same time.
Don't worry about Lionel. He can handle anything. He's my son.
And mine.
Yeah, but he overcame that part. What do you fix the boy's breakfast?
His favorite dish. Food.
Look what I got for him. His own desk plate.
Lionel Jefferson Engineer. Oh, that's nice, George. But isn't it ostentatious?
No, it's real brass.
What made you think about getting him this?
Well, I got it for two reasons. One, he's the first Jefferson ever to become an engineer. And two, with a sign like this on his desk, them honkies will know he wasn't hired to shine shoes.
Morning, Mom. Morning, Pop.
Good morning, Lionel.
Morning, my son. Don't you notice anything different about the table?
No.
The sign.
Oh, the sign. Hey, I don't need that. Pop already know where to sit for breakfast. Hey, man, I was just putting you on. Hey, Pop, you know, I really appreciate this. It's terrific, and I'm gonna use it, too.
Are you excited about starting work today?
Why should I be? It's just a job.
But aren't you nervous? What kind of work will you be doing?
At $18,000 a year, he'd do whatever they tell him.
Well, I'll be working with digital circuitry, integrated bypass systems, analytical frequencies, and remote resistance factors.
They ain't paying you enough.
Sure they are. Teletex Electronics is a great company. He's lucky to get a job there.
When I was his age, I was lucky to find a job anyplace. I even worked in a smelly old fish market. I hated that.
They really worked you hard, huh, Pop?
The hardest part was afterward. I had to run all the way home to keep the alley cats from eating my pants.
Well, I gotta go now.
But you haven't eaten anything. Are you sure you'll be all right?
Hey, I'll be fine, Mom. You just take it easy. Mm.
You want me to call your cab? You don't want to be late? Bosses hate that. I know, because I'm a boss.
Hey, Pop, I got plenty of time.
Now, you be sure and have a nice hot lunch.
Uh-huh. And if it rains, I'll be sure to wear my rubbers, and I'll pin a little name tag on my chest just in case it get lost.
Oh, Lionel, I didn't mean
it. Hey, Mom. Now, look, I'm just a dude going off to work. No big thing.
Oh!
Hi, Jenny.
Lionel, I'm so happy for you.
Oh, well, what was that for?
For your first day at work.
Oh.
Well, wives are supposed to kiss their husbands goodbye at their door, but since we're not married yet, I had to come downstairs to your door.
Well, Thanks, Jenny, but you know, you really didn't have to get up so early just for a little thing like that.
Well,
see you all later.
Is he feeling all right? I mean, he's so calm.
He takes after me. We don't believe in getting emotional over things.
All right, I got me a job! A job, yeah!
Isn't he wonderful?
Yeah. Well, nice seeing you again, Jenny. Bye.
George!
It's just one thing, Mr. Jefferson. My father would like to invite the three of you to dinner tonight.
Oh, that's nice.
That's out.
Why?
Because I got a photographer coming over to take our picture.
Oh, what sort of picture?
Family portrait. We haven't had one taken since Lionel was 12.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one. Lionel kept getting too close to the camera. His head looked like a great big old watermelon.
That's because you squeezed all three of us into that little photo booth on Coney Island.
So now we got us a real photographer. We can't go to dinner.
But, George, the photographer will be here at 6. We could go after that.
You just mind your business.
Tell your father we'd love to go, Jenny.
All right. Thank you so much. You don't know what this means to me.
You don't know what this means to me.
But you shouldn't be thanking us. We should be thanking you.
No, Mrs. Jefferson, believe me, I should be thanking you. Mama's away visiting her parents, and after 3 days of my cooking, I deserve something decent to eat. Bye.
Yes. Good. Send him in. Hello, Lionel. How are you? I'm Bill Hoffman, Director of Personnel.
Nice to meet you, sir.
Oh, you don't have to call me sir.
Oh, fine.
Your Majesty will do.
Your Majesty?
That's just one of my little jokes. I like to put people at their ease with a little joke. I expect you're a bundle of nerves right now, huh?
No, not really.
Yes, I thought so. Nothing to be ashamed of. Almost everybody is when they first come in. Then I tell my little joke to put them at their ease.
Ah, that's a good idea.
Thank you. Why don't you sit down?
Thanks.
Yes, here at Teletech Electronics, we try to avoid the stiff, impersonal image so many businesses have.
Great.
We feel we've created a relaxed working atmosphere here. No stress, no pressure. Would you like a Tums?
Nothing.
I've been going over your record. I want to tell you, I'm quite impressed.
That's nice to know.
And it's important to give a good impression. Rich Little would do well here. Impression. Rich Little.
Oh, yeah.
This is a package we give all our new employees. We really take care of you here, you know. It has all the information about such things as credit union, pension fund, group health insurance. It covers you and your family. Are you married, by the way?
No, I'm single.
Any children?
What? Oh, I get it. That's one of your little jokes, huh?
No, that's one of the little questions I have to ask.
No children.
Good. Yes. Fine. He can come in now. Our Mr. Tully is going to go over the personal history form you filled out.
Why? Did I leave something out?
No. Don't be nervous. It's standard procedure. Just the final part of your processing.
Morning.
Tully. This is Lionel Jefferson. He's going to be working up on the third floor. Lionel, Roger Tully.
Hi.
Good morning, Mr. Jefferson.
Well, I have got a meeting to go to, Lionel, so if I don't see you again today, welcome to the world of Teletech Electronics.
Thanks, Mr. Hoffman.
I want you to remember the door to my office is always open. If it isn't, just knock.
Oh, well, that's nice to hear.
And if I don't answer, go away, because it means I'm in here with my secretary. Good luck.
He seems like a real nice guy.
Who?
Mr. Hoffman.
He has a good personality rating. Would you mind taking off your jacket, Mr. Jefferson?
What?
Your jacket. You'll have to take it off. Sit right here, please. Lift your arms, please. Thank you.
I believe my personal history form is in that file on Mr. Hoffman's desk.
How do you know that? Did you peek?
No, it's just that he was just reading from it and... What's this?
A polygraph.
You mean a lie detector?
We prefer to give it its correct name. Polygraph.
What are you going to do with it?
Oh, now just relax and try to answer the questions the best you can.
What kind of questions?
Oh, nothing difficult and nothing for you to worry about. We just want to verify the information you gave us on your personal history form.
But why do you have to verify anything
when I'm just... Oh, now, just relax, relax.
Is everything all right for you, Mr. Prescott?
Oh, splendid, splendid. You know, you have a charming apartment here.
Thank you.
And you and Mr. Jefferson are such charming people, too.
Didn't Lionel get home from work yet?
No, not yet.
Maybe he's staying late to give his boss some good advice.
It's nice to see people so proud of their son. It's a pity there aren't more folks like you in the world, Mr. Jefferson.
I know.
Why don't we take a shot of the two of you before he gets here?
Oh, that will be nice, George.
Oh, splendid, splendid. Now, Mr. Jefferson, why don't you put your arm around your wife like this?
I know how.
I thought we'd take some pictures in color and some in black and white.
Which in this case would be the same thing. Hey, Lonnie, just in time. Come on, stand over here. This is my son Lionel I was telling you about.
Hi.
What a fine-looking young man.
We're having our picture taken in your honor.
Pictures?
Did you have to work late?
No, Mom.
Now, everybody look over here. Now, when I count to three, I want you all to say cheese. All right? One.
How's the job going, Lionel?
Two.
I don't have a job anymore.
Three.
Cheese!
What do you mean you don't have a job anymore?
Just what I said, Pop.
But you just started.
What happened?
Did you talk back to your boss?
No, Pop.
Did you stay too long in the men's room?
Pop, what happened was that...
Did they suddenly notice you black?
No!
Mr. Jefferson, please. Give the boy a chance. What happened, son?
Well, you see...
Will you keep your hands off everybody? He ain't your son, he's my son. He's gonna tell me. Now, what happened?
I keep telling you he's my son, too.
I know that. I just said he wasn't his son.
But I want to hear what happened. But Lionel can't talk unless you shut up.
Okay, I'm shutting up.
Lionel, tell us why they fired you.
They didn't fire me, Mom. I walked out on them.
What? You walked out on a great job like that?
I thought you said you were going to shut up. Go ahead, Lionel.
Well, the first thing they did was sit me down to take a lie detector test.
A lie detector test? Why? You think you stole something?
No, they make everybody take one.
Maybe you'd like to wait on these pictures.
Why?
Well, you have this problem, and I can't...
I was talking to Lionel. Why did they make everybody take a lie detector test?
Well, they say they just want to verify a few things about their background.
So what happened? You failed the test?
No, I told them what they could do with their test, and then I walked out.
Why?
Well, because I answered every question on that application. If they don't believe me, the hell with them.
Who said they didn't believe you?
Pop, the minute they hooked me up to that machine, they were saying they didn't believe me.
And you gave up an $18,000 a year job just for that?
Yeah, because nobody's going to strap a bunch of electrodes on me just to make sure I ain't lying. It stinks.
You've got a very bright son there.
He ain't my son. That's her son talking.
And I'm proud of him. He was standing up for his principles.
You see, Mr. Jefferson, your wife agrees with me.
What are you doing here anyway?
Waiting to take a picture.
There ain't gonna be no pictures taken. Pack up your stuff and go home.
Well, back to bar mitzvahs.
Okay, Lionel. Now, this is what it's going to be. No ifs, ands, or buts. You're gonna go back there tomorrow morning, say you're sorry, and take the test.
I can't.
Why not?
Pop, I just can't.
Lionel, come in the kitchen a minute. I want to talk to you.
Well, why can't you talk in front of me?
Because this ain't for your ears to hear. At a time like this, a person's got to talk to a man.
You're right. And you be sure to listen to Lionel. Maybe you can learn something.
Sit down, Lionel. Come on, son, relax. You don't have anything to worry about. You're among friends now.
What is it, Pop?
Okay, Lionel. You know I'm your father, and you know I love you. You know there's nothing I wouldn't do for you. And whatever you say to me now ain't gonna go outside of these four walls. Not to your mother, not to your girl, not to nobody. You can trust me.
I know that, Pop.
What are you trying to hide? What? What are you afraid might come out on that test?
Nothing!
Come on, Lionel, you don't have to be ashamed. Everybody's got something to hide. Even me.
You? Well, what have you got to hide?
Never mind that, I'm talking about you. Now, what is this big secret that you're keeping from us? I mean, did you get busted or something?
No.
Okay, Lionel, you went out with a lot of girls before you took up with Jenny, didn't you?
Well, sure.
Are there any little Lionels running around?
Hey, Pop, now that's a terrible thing to say.
Why? Some of the biggest people are doing it. Congressmen, senators, some of them got whole families on the side.
Now look, Pop, for the last time, I'm not trying to hide anything.
Then take the test!
No, no, no!
Lionel! You still here? Lionel, I'm your father.
All that talking, he still doesn't know that.
Hi, honey.
Here you are, Lionel, and congratulations.
That's just like you, Willis, always saying the wrong thing.
I beg your pardon?
Hey, Jenny, come on in.
Oh, we're just in time for pictures.
There's not going to be any pictures. Mr. Prescott's leaving.
Something George said?
Oh, well, what's happening here? You look like you just lost your best friend.
Worse than that, he just lost his best job.
How could he? He wasn't there long enough to make a mistake.
Honey, you lost your job?
Yeah. They wanted me to take a lie detector test, so I said no.
And you walked out just like that? I thought that job meant so much to you.
Not as much as my right to privacy.
You want privacy? Lock yourself in the toilet.
Right, now listen, Mr. Jefferson. That job means a lot to both of us. But, well, if Lionel feels as strongly about it, I respect his feelings, and so should you.
Bravo, young lady. I agree with you.
Prescott!
Lionel, shut up and get out.
Can they really force you to take a test like that?
Yeah, is it legal?
It is in most states, unfortunately. Thousands of companies around the country use them.
What kind of questions do they ask?
Well, they can ask you anything. Questions about your past, your personal lifestyle.
Do they ask you how a kid could make it all the way through college and still come out stupid?
Pop, try to understand. I don't want people probing into my mind and digging into my innermost feelings. I don't want to share that with anybody.
Not even with me?
Hey, with you, anything.
Oh, don't stop doing that! This picture I'll give you for nothing. But you're missing a great picture.
Well, George, shall we open the champagne?
What for?
To drink it. Ah, come on, George. Look on the bright side. Things aren't all black.
What's so great about that?
Don't be down on Lionel, George. It took a lot of courage to do what he did.
Courage don't buy groceries. They want cash.
Good evening. Is Lionel Jefferson at home?
Yeah, who are you?
I'm Bill Hoffman, personnel director for Teletex Electronics.
Oh, pleased to meet you. I'm Lionel. Come on in, come on in. Lionel, look who's here.
What are you doing here?
I was hoping I could talk to you for a minute, Lionel, or for 2 minutes if you've got the time.
Sure, he's got the time. Meet my wife, Louise.
How do you do?
Hello.
And these are, it don't matter who they are.
My father's a great kidder, Mr. Hoffman, just like you are.
Oh.
And just as funny.
Oh, as good as that, huh?
This is my fiancée, Jenny Willis.
Hello.
Hello.
And her father.
Oh, ha, ha.
Tom Willis.
Hello. Lionel, I heard what happened down at work today. It's a good thing Tully didn't take your advice about what he could do with his polygraph.
Sometimes my son shoots his mouth off without thinking.
It runs in the family.
If there was a problem, Lionel, why didn't you come and talk to me about it?
Well, I just didn't think it would do much good.
Well, that's where you're wrong. We'd still like to have you at Teletex.
You hear that, Lionel? You got your job back.
Does that mean I still don't have to take the lie detector test?
That polygraph test is a harmless little procedure. Forget it.
Lionel, are you crazy?
Lionel, if it were up to me, I'd say never mind the test. But my boss insists on it, and I've got to follow orders.
Well, would you jump out of a window because your boss ordered you to?
Depends on how big a bonus you'd give me to do it. You walked right into that one.
You see, Lionel, he's not asking you to jump out of a window. He's just asking you to take a simple test.
It is such a simple thing. What harm can it do?
Plenty. Now, look, it's bad enough that you investigate me. Ask my friends all sorts of personal questions about me. But when you want to hook me up to a machine to dig into my head to find out what makes me tick, that's going too far.
Lionel, we've got to know.
Look, you have no right to know that much about me. You're not buying me. You're only hiring me.
What's he talking about?
He's trying to tell you he's not ready for Big Brother yet.
Lionel, please reconsider as a favor to me.
A favor? A favor? Wait a minute, Lionel. He's not here to save your job. He's here to save his.
All right. Say what?
Yeah. Mom's right. Teletex Electronics hired me for 3 reasons. I'm young, I'm a college graduate, and I'm black.
That's not true. We'd have hired you even if you weren't young.
Come on, Hoffman. You know what he's talking about.
Well, we do feel a responsibility to give minorities a chance.
You mean the only reason you're here is because Lionel is black?
No. I was going over his file again.
More investigating.
He's got one of the best records I've ever come across. I'm here because I think you're going to make a damn good engineer.
This isn't another one of your little jokes, is it?
No. I mean that.
Thanks.
I mean something else, too. I want you to start work in the morning.
Okay.
Good.
Hey, wait a minute. What about that lie detector test?
Forget it.
But I thought your boss said everybody had to take a lie detector test.
That's right.
What do you tell him when you ask if Lionel took one?
A lie.
Would somebody open the door for me, please?
Where are you going?
I'm leaving.
Leaving? I thought you were here to take our picture.
Yes, but you...
And why aren't you taking our picture? And make it quick. We're taking the Willises out to dinner.
Now, wait a minute, George. Dinner is our treat.
That's right, Mr. Jefferson. We invited you, remember?
It's no use, Jenny. When George wants to pay for something, he pays for it.
Me? I'm not paying.
But you see...
Lionel is.
Me?
Sure, you got a job now, don't you? And you don't even have to take the test.
I know. But what about all the poor guys that still have to?
Right. I just hope they got fathers as understanding as I am.
Mm-hmm.
The Jeffersons was recorded on tape in front of a studio audience.